From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Nick Moeller from the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen. The guild recently opened a new store on the 300 block of North Queen Street in Lancaster that features handmade, functional, and decorative art from over 100 members. The store also has a second-floor multi-purpose space that the guild is offering to Lancaster area performing arts groups to use for events.
We do have the stage, and we're really eager for there to be use of the stage, but we don't do performing arts, and we don't do stuff like that. So we're open to the community, the arts community, to step in and contact us if they're interested in concerts or theatrical plays or dances or whatever. We're very open to that.
Coming up, it's Nick Moeller from the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up this week on Thursday, August 9th, Lancaster Community Gardens is hosting a special concert to benefit the Wheatland Community Garden Project at Wheatland Middle School. Proceeds will benefit a new well that the organization will be drilling on the land to provide a constant water supply to the 17,000-square-foot community garden. The show will begin at 7:30 p.m. at the Lancaster Elks Club. That's at 219 North Duke Street in Lancaster. You're in for a real treat with music by the Los Angeles-based Americana band, the Scarlet Furies. Leo DeSanto from Vinegar Creek Constituency, Sean Gallagher from the Modern Day Pharaohs, and Charlie Crystal. Admission is only $10, but additional donations are welcome. The Elks Bar will be open, and you're welcome to bring a snack to share. Visit LancasterCommunityGardens.com or the show post for this episode at our website, WoodStoveHouse.com, to learn more about the concert. Here's a track from the Scarlet Furies to get you ready for the show. It's Bluegrass Hamlet on Around the Wood Stove.
Indecision killed the man. It struck him to the ground. Too many paths to follow and way too many distant sounds. Well, Father, he once told me to always get revenge. And Mother, she once showed me the quick way to the end. This house becomes a prison, no fortune how you stray. Unfaithful as a woman, adrift in wanton strumpet ways. Oh, careful of her motives from deep dark waters blue. But where her stealth advances into thine own self be true. When spirits start to fly, no wanna be around. Will you know what you gotta do? When the bones start to talk and crawling out of the ground, get your house in order and to thine own self be true.
Also coming up this week, our friends at Creative Works of Lancaster will be presenting their second annual Works in the Park free summer theater event at Musser Park in downtown Lancaster, PA. This year, Creative Works will perform Room Service, directed by Lydia Brubaker. If you missed last week's episode of Around the Wood Stove, visit woodstovehouse.com to hear a full interview about the show with Lydia and actor Elliot Starenfeld. The performances are free and open to the public and will begin at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 9th, Friday, August 10th, or Saturday, August 11th. Concessions will be available on site, but you're welcome to bring a picnic, and you're encouraged to bring lawn chairs and blankets. And if that isn't enough, the Wood Stove House is proud to be partnering with Bridge of Hope National to bring you a very special house concert featuring Stacey Earle and Mark Stewart on Saturday night, August 11th at 7 p.m. Stacey and Mark are a singer-songwriter duo from Nashville, Tennessee, who perform hundreds of shows a year all over the globe. This concert will be held at a private residence in Manheim Township, and we still have a few seats left. Visit woodstovehouse.com and click the Next House Concert button in the top menu for more details about this show and how you can make a reservation. Join us the following Friday evening, August 17th, when we welcome two great Lancaster songwriters, Mike McMonagle and Jordan Rass, to the Woodstove House stage at Lemon Street Market for Lancaster's Music Friday. Jordan's performance was rained out in July, so he will be joining us for a set to close the series. That's right, this will be our final show at Lemon Street Market for the summer, so don't miss it. Here's an appropriate seasonal song from Jordan Rast. It's Summer Days on Around the Woodstove.
Summer days don't end like they say. Summer days don't end like they say. First you have your love, then she slowly slips away. The summer days don't end like they say. I can't take this heartbreak anymore. Laugh or smile, I've never been so sure. But her love's fading fast, and I am running from the past. Always looking back to before. Now I wear a thin man's disguise. Laugh a little, cry a little, keep it all inside. So she can live her life, but it cuts just like a knife. And in the end, there's nothing I can hide. Summer days don't end like they say. Summer days don't end like they say. First you have your love, then she slowly slips away. Summer days don't end like they say.
That's Summer Days by Jordan Rast on Around the Woodstove. Join Jordan along with Mike McMonagle for the Woodstove House stage at Lemon Street Market Summer Concert on Lancaster's August Music Friday. That's August 17th at 6 p.m. The show is free and open to the public. Bring your lawn chairs, bring a picnic, or swing into the market and the Herd of Turtles Cafe for your refreshments. Lemon Street Market is your friendly local grocer with a whole host of fresh and healthy groceries and environmentally sustainable products. Lemon Street Market is located at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Woodstove. Today our conversation is with Nick Moeller, Program Director at the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen. The Guild boasts 1,500 members in 33 states, and the headquarters and brand new Guild store is located right here in Lancaster, bringing a wide variety of handmade decorative and functional art to the area. They offer ongoing workshops, sponsor several large craft shows each year, and do a wonderful job keeping handmade craft alive and well. Nick stopped by for a chat about the history of the Guild, the new store and headquarters on the 300 block of North Queen Street, and some of the upcoming workshops that will be available in the months to come. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Nick Moeller from the PA Guild of Craftsmen. Welcome, Nick. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Jason.
The PA Guild of Craftsmen is something relatively new to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to say that I hadn't even really heard of it until Art Walk of mm-hmm. last year, this year, I guess, the Spring Art Walk in May, mm-hmm. and all of the events leading up to that.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give me a brief history, kind of tell me what it is,
sure,
and then a little bit of history.
Okay, well, the Pennsylvania Guild, our mission is recognizing that craft enriches all. So we're a membership organization. We have almost 1,500 members. represented from 33 states, actually, even though we're the Pennsylvania Guild.
Was that right?
We've got members from all over the place. Yeah. Part of that is a lot from the events that we put on, and the other is there's not a lot of state guilds in our region, so it's kind of become a regional guild. So we have members who are hobbyists, and we have members who are professional craftsmen, and this is all that they do full-time in their studio. So we put on 4 fine craft fairs a year. We have a store here in Lancaster that sells all 100% handmade American craft. We run somewhere like 70 hands-on workshops. The guild came out of the 40s, actually out of World War II. Eleanor Roosevelt kind of kick-started the idea of the guilds in the country. And so we formed to kind of teach residents of Pennsylvania how to be self-sufficient, because all of the factories and manufacturing in the country was going towards the war effort.
Right.
So you couldn't get clothes and you couldn't get, you know, things related to the home. So it was teaching women to weave and men to make home good, you know, things like that. So that's kind of how we cropped out.
And so has the Pennsylvania Guild been around that long?
Since 1944.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, ever changing, but in the 70s or so, the guild kind of exploded, you know, 60s and 70s, the guild kind of expanded related to craft shows. And going into the 80s and 90s, we had like 6 craft shows or so. It was kind of a big boom time for handmade craft shows. So that's kind of how the guild and organization mm-hmm. expanded the most. But
so you said before that some members are hobbyists, and I mm-hmm. get that, and I would sure. probably have assumed mm-hmm. that most people would
mm-hmm.
be, right? If just sure. kind of thinking about conceptually what it is.
Sure.
For the folks that are professional mm-hmm. Craftsmen, what are they like? Give me an example of somebody who's doing this full time and what they're creating.
Okay. Well, it varies dramatically, but what we're talking about is like furniture makers,
oh, okay. yeah.
making furniture, making dressers, and making bed frames, and making wooden boxes, and these kinds of things. If they were like, we're talking about like studio potters,
yeah,
making
yeah.
a line of pottery, okay. making mugs and bowls, et cetera. They're doing all the parts. Kevin Lehman, who's in Lancaster down the street on Prince Street, he's a member of the guild. He's actively involved in the guild. It's that kind of, he's doing like ceramic arts, mm-hmm. but he also has functional pottery. So it's kind of in that realm of things, depending on what they're doing. We're also talking about jewelry makers,
okay.
people who are making jewelry. We're talking in that regard, a jewelry maker who's dealing in like precious metals. So they're maybe casting and they're setting gemstones and they're, you know, coming up with the design for the jewelry itself. Mm-hmm. They're not purchasing items and stringing them together.
I see.
You know,
they're actually making.
They're making it, you know, yeah. they're making it from scratch. I mean, that's one of the things that the guild talks about a lot is the manipulation of raw materials.
Okay.
And a lot of times that's an easy way for people to get the level of craftsmanship. It's not just, you know, taking items and, you know, gluing them together or putting them together. It's taking an object, whether it's a log of wood or a, you know, a mm-hmm. pile of clay, et cetera, and then manipulating it into the object. So that's kind of one of the esoteric, you know, one of those big,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know, transforming the materials
for
your needs. So actually, in the last few days, we've been talking about this guy who does these big wood turnings. It's these wall hangings that are 6 feet in diameter, and he turns them on a lathe. And it's like the most terrifying and inspiring thing to see, because, you know, he's standing there and this lathe is spinning this piece of wood at high velocity, you know. And a lot of us view like wood turning as, you know, you're yep. turning a bowl or you're turning a top or you're turning, you know, a
right.
spindle or something like this. And this guy's doing some serious, you know, I don't know, it's like extreme craft or something like that.
Are most of the people, members of the guild, sole proprietors, or do you actually have some businesses, mm-hmm. like people maybe who have 10 employees? Is that
we have some businesses that might have up to 10 employees or so, but most of them are sole proprietors, or they have like an assistant.
Okay.
For a jeweler, you know, we tend to have we have a number of jewelers who have an assistant who does, say, like finishing work on the item, so they would polish it and they would kind mm-hmm. of clean it up and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. But for the most part, they're doing everything from soup to nuts. So they're doing all of the making, all the design related to it, and all of the business related to that. So they're like independent business owners.
Okay.
You know, it's all this like micro business.
Our friends at the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation are celebrating 50 years of free summer concerts held each year at the amphitheater in Lancaster. From Grammy Award winners to up-and-coming bands on the verge of making it big, the series brings extremely high-quality performers to Lancaster every Sunday night, all summer long. And the cost to concertgoers? Nothing. All shows are free and open to the public. To help fund them into the future, the foundation is in the middle of a fundraising campaign called Put a Candle on the Cake for their 50th birthday. Learn how you can help the foundation reach their goal of 50 candles at their website, longspark.org. And if you missed it, check out episode 69 of Around the Wood Stove to hear a full interview with Judy Smith and Rich Lowe from the Longs Park Amphitheater Foundation, talking about the history of the foundation and how the music is selected each year. My guest today is Nick Moeller from the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen.
A really consumer-based society that we live mm-hmm. in, right, with mm-hmm. overseas manufacturing. Do you find handmade goods mm-hmm. like this to be on the rise or on the fall mm-hmm. As time goes on? Is this something that's becoming so niche, mm-hmm. or is it something that's sort of expanding and you're finding more and more people buying?
Well, I think that handmade American craft is on the rise right now, which is for a number of reasons, but there's a really big movement related to Made in America right now. As well as, you know, there's kind of this disenchantment with the consumer society.
Sure.
You know, that we're all consumers and we go out to Walmart and we buy this item that's been made somewhere and who knows what it is, and it's all related to the price point on it.
Right.
You know, we want to get this because it's cheap, you know, so, you know, buy it and buy more of it. What we see with craftsmen is they're making these items. They're not only making it in the country, which tends to be a big selling point at the moment because there's a lot of big movement with that, but also there's a story behind it, because most of them are selling their work either through a website where there's personal contact through mm-hmm. that, or they're setting up at craft shows and there's a personal one-on-one contact with the artist where they're able to talk about the work that they're doing. So we talk about, you know, selling the story. Selling the story is part of selling the craft. And what we've seen is that people are seeking out unique, one-of-a-kind things. And, you know, I think in the 90s there was the mentality that you go to the Barnes & Noble and you go to the Walmart that's next to it and you go down the line of all these box stores and you just that's where you do your shopping. And I think that now there's been kind of a shift in our mentality that you go and you seek out what is of interest to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, like personally I have no issue with going to Central Market and then going to Lemon Street Market and then going to Expressly Local and going to, you know, this place and that place to do all of my grocery shopping. I think that we should look the same way towards, you know, beyond just food, to clothes and how we fill our houses with functional craft. You know, you seek it out and you find things that are interesting.
I think it's... from someone who's coming from the outside of that world, mm-hmm. it's probably a challenge for a lot of people to find those items, you know, to actually find those items.
Right.
To purchase them, right? Yeah. Like, right. If I need to go get something, mm-hmm. the first place I think of are the big box stores,
sure.
because that's what I grew up with. And,
mm-hmm.
And you know, that's our culture for the most part.
Sure.
You mentioned three places in Lancaster City where people can go buy groceries that are from, you know, from the farmer or
right
locally, and that's a huge thing. That's a huge plus for this area, is that we've got access to these little markets. And so you, by moving into this new building, are starting to fill that void, right?
Right. And I think that we kind of have some of these established points already, you know, in the city for going out and seeking art and seeking functional craft. I mean, certainly, you know, you got Art and Glassworks, and you've got Gallery Row, and you have the 300 block of North Queen Street.
I think of Gallery Row and places like that as art,
sure.
not functional art or functional things. And I'm trying to draw a line or differentiate a little bit between something that I'm going to hang on my wall because it's pretty versus something that's really functional.
Sure.
And that's really the part where I don't know if people know where to go.
Right, yeah.
And hopefully that's going to change. You're right, the 300 block of North Queen, which is where we are right now, there's a lot of really neat little shops, and your new building is adding to that. Let's talk about that then. Mm-hmm. So you moved into this building just a few doors down from where we are now on Queen Street, and just opened, like literally the beginning of this month.
Yeah.
So what was that process like? Of where'd you move from, and what was the process like renovating that space?
Just to give a little history, we were in Bucks County, north of Philadelphia, for 27 years or so, in a state park, in this beautiful farmhouse. It was kind of a barn and a horse stable, and it was on state land in Tyler State Park. We were there for 27 years, and it got to a point the state was doing an audit of all of the properties within their state park system, and through that, you know, we had been leasing the property, and we really wanted to own a property, so it was kind of in one of those positions. So anyway, they wanted us to do several million dollars worth of renovations to the building, and we kind of had this moment of, well, we don't even own the building, so I don't know why we would be doing renovations. So we did a search, and we wanted to, you know, look around and come up with a place to move to. And we've had a craft show in Lancaster for 30 years plus at Franklin and Marshall College. So this was one of the places we came to, and we met with Mayor Gray, and we met with a couple people with city council, and we decided that we would move here. And it just, we've been dealing with Dumbbox, who does awnings and tent rentals around the corner of Walnut and Prince. They had been providing our tents for years and years for our craft shows. And we just said, do you know of anywhere in town that is looking to rent? And they said, well, we have this upstairs space that we've never really used. And, you know, you could think about, you know, coming and taking a look at that. Our executive director, Sherry Boyer, came down and met with them and said, no, we'd really like to have this, you know, showroom area, which was their showroom area on the first floor of the corner of Walnut and Prince. And they were like, well, we're not really using the showroom anyway, so we'll move up. So they moved upstairs. They moved upstairs, and so we moved in on that first floor, which was great because it was kind of on Gallery Row.
Yeah, sure.
It felt like it. And so that all worked out. And then so we've been spending our time in Lancaster the last 4 or 5 years just kind of thinking about where would we move if we moved somewhere, you know, if we bought a building and that kind of thing. And the 335 North Queen Street came up for sale in March, I believe. And I think that we were in to tour the building just several days after it came up for sale, because Marilyn Berger has been very helpful. She's a local real estate agent. She's been very helpful with that process. She was on the committee with us. We looked at it. We just loved the possibility of it.
Yeah.
It was kind of a restaurant for a number of years. We loved the light that was coming through. It just felt, it had a good feeling to it. So we jumped on it. We closed on the building on May 8th. And then on June, so then we did a whole bunch of renovation work. And then we moved everything we had on June 27th. And then opened on July 6th. So Friday. Yeah. It was pretty crazy. I mean, it was completely crazy time schedule. But it's really exciting to be in. And now we're working on the upstairs, which is kind of the next unveil, which will be in September. September 1st, Friday, will be kind of the next unveiling of the space. So,
oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So if I'm visiting Lancaster, mm-hmm. And I come into the store, what do I expect? What do I see when I walk in?
Well, we represent about 100 of our 1,500 members are represented in the store.
Okay.
And so what we have furniture. So we have a table and chairs. We have a desk, and then we have scarves. We have kind of hand dyed and hand woven scarves. We have mugs and kitchenware. We have wall art. So we have photography and we have watercolor paintings. We have some really interesting woodworking that is wall art, but also functional. There's these dragonflies made out of wood that you can kind of open them up, and they've got compartments in there, and it's just really interesting stuff. It's one of those things that you just need to go and see, because it's just really, really interesting.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with performing artists who are from central Pennsylvania or passing through the area, and those who make the performing arts happen in and around Lancaster. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. And if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. That's located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Now back to our conversation with Nick Moeller from the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen. Nick is also responsible for organizing Lancaster Art Walk, a weekend celebration of the arts that happens one weekend in both the spring and the fall. We'll be catching up with Nick later in the year to talk about Fall Art Walk coming up on October 6th and 7th. The Woodstove House participated in Lancaster Art Walk last May with our on-site theater production called Playgrounds, and we're excited to explore other performing arts opportunities with Nick and the PA Guild in their new space.
Now, this building, for anyone who's not been in it, maybe not from Lancaster, was a like a restaurant on the first floor, and then mm-hmm. a bar on the top mm-hmm. floor,
yeah.
the second floor, with a performance space. There's actually a stage there.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the plans for the second floor?
Well, the plans on the guild's end is to use the second floor for workshops and maybe some kind of interesting events. Like we've talked about doing maybe a home show mm-hmm. Where we stage a house, so a living room and a kitchen and that kind of stuff, and do things like that. Now, we do have the stage, and we're really eager for there to be use of the stage, but we don't do performing arts, and we don't do stuff like that. So we're open to the community, the arts community, to step in and contact us if they're interested in concerts or theatrical plays or kind of dances or whatever. We're very open to that. It's not our mission to do that kind of stuff, so we're really interested in partnering with people on it, and that's one of the things that always gives me pause when I take people through the building. As we get to the second floor, we show them this big open room, and in the stage is always, everyone's drawn to the stage, and it's really exciting. We're just not sure ourselves what to do with it as craftsmen and as
Well, it's great to have that opportunity to mm-hmm. offer a space and partner. Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot recently on our blog
mm-hmm.
about found space
mm-hmm.
and how performing artists are finding in Lancaster places that are primarily used for other things,
mm-hmm.
And doing performances there, just like the Candy Factory. We mm-hmm. did shows here. There have been concerts here, but all week during business hours, it's used as a shared co-working space,
mm-hmm.
and that's a brilliant marriage
mm-hmm.
because the performing art community, to buy a building,
mm-hmm.
more likely than not, it would be mm-hmm. empty all but 8 days a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the overhead of having a building to do performances on Friday and Saturday night is overwhelming.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have a store and you're open, mm-hmm. but yet you have this space, it's a great partnership.
Yeah.
And a way that I think Lancaster has been thriving and will continue to thrive. So.
Yeah. I'm amazed at how creative everybody is in the community. Yeah. You know, all the different ideas that kind of not only get thrown around, but also come to fruition.
Yeah.
Is the thing that's exciting to me. You know, it's like something else is, you know, some other creative ideas coming through. And so we're excited to see what comes out of that. We're kind of saying it's open. The stage is open to ideas. And so anybody who wants to contact us with that, we're very, very eager to discuss.
That's great.
You can find the Wood Stove House and the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen on Facebook and Twitter. We'll link up to all the places you can find the guild online in the show post for this episode. And now back to my conversation with Nick Moeller on Around the Wood Stove.
How about the workshops? So, mm-hmm. So one of the things you mentioned are these workshops that you're going to be providing, mm-hmm. and have been providing apparently for a long time, but now in this new space. What have you got queued up, and what can people expect if they're interested in taking some workshops from the Guild?
Okay. Well, this past weekend was our first workshop in the space, and that was digital photography. Uh-huh. So it was talking about camera settings and that kind of stuff. And it was both from if you wanted to take photographs as an art form, but also from if you were a craftsperson or an artist and needed to take images of your product.
Okay.
So it was kind of the two ends of digital photography with that. We have a lot of jewelry classes. So one of them is this coming weekend is related to kind of enameling, and we've got classes related to fold forming, so taking a sheet of brass or copper and doing kind of textural technique on it. So that's one of those things that kind of falls into the sculptural metal work as well as kind of the wearable jewelry mm-hmm. realm. And that Wendy Edsall Kerwin, who's a Lancaster County artist, she's in Elizabethtown area. She'll be leading that.
Okay.
So from there, we've got a lot of fiber manipulation workshop. So it's a lot of kind of taking different techniques and fiber arts.
How often do you have these workshops? Is it weekly?
It's weekly. I mean, we're hoping. Well, what we're trying to build up to is we'll have weekend workshops, we'll have evening classes, you know, all kinds of different things from that sort. Right now, mostly it's weekend. And I believe we've got something scheduled for every weekend, at least one class or two classes. And that right now, a lot of them are introductory. We have a lot of introductory classes, which is kind of trying to build a base. You know, we're trying to build a base related to just introductory craft classes. And then the people who take the introductory class then kind of give us some feedback regarding what they want to do next. And then we kind of pull those people into another. So we'd like to gear our classes based on the needs that present themselves. So we have the instructors kind of talk with the students a little bit. You know, do you want to? So, you know, there's several kinds of workshop students, mm-hmm. you know, some who want to come and they want to learn the particular craft and kind of sample it. And then you have ones that who want to sample it, but they also want to kind of explore it a little bit further. So we try to gear our schedule for that.
Yeah.
You know, so you have room in it.
Well, Lancaster's lucky that the state audited their parks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we ended up with this great resource.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just statewide, but, you know, involving all these other states. Yeah. They have it right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
On this great, on what's a really turning out to be a wonderful block in the city. Mm-hmm. It really has been for a long time. But mm-hmm. What about you? What's your craft? What brought you into this type of work?
I'm a printmaker.
Okay.
I went to school for fine art. I went to school for graphic design. And for whatever reason, I got, I don't know, recruited to the dark side and started, you know, dabbling with painting and printmaking and that kind of stuff, and got really excited with linoleum cut printmaking.
Okay.
And the jewelry instructor for the I went to Frostburg State University in Maryland. The jewelry instructor, who I never took a class, I wasn't interested in jewelry at all, so I just never took a class from him. But I would talk to him all the time. He was the president of the guild. And just, he told me that there was this position for a workshop coordinator. So when I came, and so I went, drove, you know, 5 hours or whatever to interview for it. And so that kind of led to...
Was this still up in Bucks County then?
This is when it was in Bucks County.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to explain the Guild to me.
Sure.
And I'm going to link up to your website in the show post. I know you're very active on Twitter and Facebook, so we'll have links to all that stuff right on the show post. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Find out more about the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen online at pacrafts.org, or you can link up from the show post on our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program. Subscribe to the show on iTunes or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post. Give us a good rating on iTunes. Be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.